So Kay Road, if you're out of Auckland, is a famous or infamous strip of road where you have a night to remember, or not remember as the case may be. There's a lot of drinking, a lot of eating, a lot of stripping, a lot of dancing. And by 3 o'clock in the morning when I come to work, shocking fallout from the overindulgence. Anyway, they're taking that and making a perfume out of it. Road by Karanga Happy is available today. Now, Sam Stutchbury is the Executive Director of Motion Sickness, which is the creative agency behind it, and he's with us. Sam, morning to you. Do you like what you've come up with?
Yeah, we do. It's amazing. It's a little bit unexpected, the scent, but like the street, it comes on strong, but it definitely grows on you.
Notes of what?
You've got sweaty pits on the dance floor, wet concrete, nicotine, and sweet spices of K-Road.
Really? That sounds like PR spin to me. Notes of what? What's it actually smell like?
Well, we worked with Off Body, a perfume company, and we actually gave them all of these cues from business owners, and they used those scents to mix the perfume and actually build this scent.
You got oud?
Oud?
Yeah. Is it oudish? Is it woody? Is it leather?
It's quite musky. It has the leathery, musky scent, and it kind of changes over time. But yeah, I'd say the nicotine and the spices and the leather comes through quite strong.
Parfum or eau de toilette or both?
It's a parfum.
Oh, good. So good oil content. It lasts the day. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it definitely lasts the day. And also, as it kind of develops, the scent kind of beds in and it changes a little bit. But definitely, we've had some amazing response so far. So, yeah, we're really pleased.
Glenn wants to know, after he's shaved, does it sting on the skin?
We haven't actually tried that yet, but we could send him a bottle, actually, if he comes to Karen and picks one up, he can test it.
Now, I take it this is all promotional, and I get all of that, but there seems to be a thing. You know Tom Dixon? You know the name Tom Dixon?
No, not familiar.
Right,
no.
He's a designer, a British designer. He did a very good hand cream called London. And here's what I've never been able to work out. When you smell the hand cream or your eau de parfum, does it smell of K-Road because you have been told it does? Or does it genuinely smell of K-Road?
I think, I mean, it's hard to say, but I think K-Road definitely has is a sensory experience, and we knew that we kind of wanted something that was unexpected, and it doesn't really smell like other perfumes, but it's also really great. So I guess that's what makes K-Road unique as well. So, yeah, we feel it has the atmosphere of K-Road.
Good. Have you been to K-Road at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, quite a few times. Yeah, our office is on K-Road, so we're there quite a lot.
And are you standing up or are you lying down at 3 in the morning? What are you doing at 3 in the morning?
I'm still standing. But yeah, I think, I mean, it's like the notes you said before, like the dance floor sweat is one of the inspirations in the smell. And if you're on the dance floor at 3 a.m. sweating, you've probably had a good night. So we think that's a good thing.
Good on you, Sam. Go. How much is it, by the way? What's it coming at, 100 mil?
No, it's 200 mil. And it goes for $100 a bottle. And it's sold at local businesses. But
is that suspiciously cheap, Sam?
It's for charity as well. So if you buy it for $100 and $100 goes to Lifewise and Merge Cafe, so good. It's a great cause as well.
Yep. Good on you, man. I hope it goes well for you. Sam Stutchbury. It's a thing, or Stutchbury rather. It's a thing in the world of perfumes these days. I've got a favourite which is supposed to smell like the Mediterranean, and it does. Although I don't know if it does because I've never been to the Mediterranean, but I'm willing to believe that it does.